Shasta County provides building services for new decks, remodels, and sunsetter awnings, an attractive and affordable way to provide shade. For more information, please call 530-472-3357 or visit them on the web at hoferconstruction.com. And that is H-O-F-E-R construction.com. KKRN would like to thank Hofer Construction for their generous support of community radio.
This is Dan Wargo from The Stone Age, and thank you so much for listening to KKRN. It's great being able to be part of KKRN's broadcast family. KKRN is now 5 years old, and this anniversary is going to be celebrated in a very special way. There will be an expansion of KKRN's signal so that many more people can hear this radio station. So I do appreciate being able to say happy birthday, KKRN. And thanks, folks.
Best thing for everybody to do now is just sit down and take it easy.
Okay, and you are listening to KKRN 88.5 FM. We're licensed in Bella Vista. Studios up here on Round Mountain, and a rainy day on Round Mountain it is. And, you know, it's funny how the weather can affect your mood. And, you know, on a sunny day, I got a sunny disposition. If I wake up and it's raining, kind of got the blues a little bit. I don't know what that funky thing's about, but anyhow, I wanted to let you know that the reason I say all that blues stuff is that the Jefferson State Blues Society and the Bridge Bay Resort, they're going to be having their second annual Singing the Blues Festival. It's going to take place June 25th at the Anderson River Park. Going to have Lydia Pence and Cold Blood, Lisa Mann, Crooked Eye Tommy, Odessa, and Blackwell Brothers. And right now on the phone, I have with me all the way from Ventura, I believe that's where they're at right now, is Tommy Marsh, along with his brother Patty Marsh, who are instrumental in the group called Crooked Eye Tommy. And we're going to talk about their newest CD called Butterflies and Snakes, as well as, like I said, we're going to talk about the Jefferson State Blues Society and hear some of the good music that's coming our way. And boy, the Jefferson State Blues Society, they've done it upright this year. Last year was the first one, kind of an experimental year, and they did make a little bit of money, enough to do it again. And they've got some top name entertainers. And one of the folks I want to introduce you to right now is Tommy Marsh, a Crooked Eye Tommy. And hey, Tommy there, you're live on the air. Can you hear me, buddy?
Hey, now, how are you?
Okay, Tommy, actually, where are you down in Ventura right now?
We are at the beach right now. Yeah, oh, we're sitting here right next to the ocean to chat with you, Shane, and thanks for having us on today. We appreciate it very much.
Oh, that's awesome that you took time out of your very busy schedule on the beach. How rough is that? <That's>...
Yeah, it could be worse, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Tommy and Patty, thanks for calling KKRN. I wanted to let people know about what's happening next Saturday. We're having a birthday party. We just turned 5 years old, and this is kind of cool. You guys are going to be playing during the daytime and into the evening. We're having a little birthday party up here on the mountain that same night. And
nice.
Yeah, so I want to let our listeners know, too, that later on in the program, I'm going to be giving away two separate tickets to this festival that's been given to us by Mike Brown of the Jefferson State Blues Societies to encourage our listeners to come down to it. And I also have a CD Baby download card for Crooked Eye Tommy's newest release CD called Butterflies and Snakes. And that's what we're going to be hearing from today is off this CD. We're going to hear a few songs and talk to Tommy in between the songs. So, Tommy, I'm really curious about this Crooked Eye Tommy. I've been listening to your CD since I received it. And
all right.
Oh, yeah, I love it. It's why don't you tell us a little bit about the album and the awards that you're winning off of it?
Oh, wow, yeah. No, it's kind of the story of my brother and I's life, really. I mean, we grew up playing music together off and on, and for many years we tried to play, and then we'd split up, and there'd be all these different things, and this is sort of the culmination of our life so far anyway. And so some of the tunes are older that we wrote many years ago, and some are brand new, and but they're all brand new as far as the recording goes, because we've never recorded them before. So So the record is kind of an adventure, I guess you'd say, through what Patty and I have, you know, been through in our lives, and the music that we've created together through that period. And we're really happy with it. I think it turned out, you know, better than we could have expected, I think. And the response has been insane. I mean, it's really crazy. I mean, we're just a couple of guys, and we made this recording, and people all over the world are listening to it and buying it and playing it in Australia and Croatia and Germany and Netherlands and everywhere, and it's really rewarding. It's kind of hard to know exactly what to say except for how grateful we are that all this has happened.
Well, yeah, I know it's been well received here in the States too. You know, like what you're saying, from California to Croatia, that's a broad range. And but you guys won the best blues band at the Ventura County Music Awards last summer. And
yeah, we did. Actually, that's the third award we've gotten through them. The year before, I won best male vocalist, and then the year before that, best blues band. So yeah. We've been very blessed here in this community. That we're not really originally from here. We're originally from the Central Valley. And we moved over here a few years ago, and they just accepted us like we were locals. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Well, sure. I know the fans up here are going to... If you don't have any fans up here in the Great North State, you're going to after this event next Saturday. And yeah, and I you can put me on the list of fans here. I've really enjoyed this CD. And let's go ahead and listen to this first song off this Butterfly Snake CD. It's called Crooked Eye Tommy. And this is one that was written by you. Isn't that right, Tommy?
That's right. Yeah, it's about me and my crooked eye.
So I was going to ask if it was you or Patty that had the crooked eye. But
yeah, I was born with a lazy eye. Actually, both of them are lazy, and you know what? We needed a name for the band, and it just sort of fell out one afternoon in a conversation, and I was like, "Okay, well, that'll work." So,
well, I'm glad you can laugh at that and make light of that. That's a good attitude. And I had a crooked eye as a kid, like when I was in eighth grade, and I got to wear an eye patch to school, and at that age, it was very cool. You know, I was the pirate kid.
Oh, right on.
Well, I'm glad that. That you've joined us. We're going to listen to this Crooked Eye Tommy now, and I want to, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Local Motion Machine. We got Crooked Eye Tommy, Tommy Marsh, and Patty Marsh on the phone, and we're going to hear the first track off of their newest release CD, Crooked Eye Tommy, and the song is called Crooked Eye Tommy. Sit back and enjoy, and we'll be back after the song to talk a little bit more with Tommy.
Well, Crooked Eye Tommy was born into this world on a rainy night back in 1962. There was laughter down the hallway. The nurse called them fools. She said, "Someday you'll see what a crooked eye can do." Just 6 years old, he got bit by a dog on the side of the road. And had 30 shots in the belly. Some hide a pulled through. The whole town started to see what a crooked eye. We'll be right back. like nothing you ever seen. It's like a saber-toothed tiger with homecoming queen. The power. Woman gonna see what a crooked eye can do. The whole town gonna see what a crooked eye can do. You know the world gonna see what a crooked eye can do. What a crooked eye can do.
And there you have it, the number one track off of the Crooked Eye Tommy CD. And I have Crooked Eye Tommy in the studio with me today. Crooked Eye Tommy, Tommy Marsh, Patty Marsh. And guys, are you still there?
Yeah, oh yeah, we're here, brother.
The beach ain't come up and swallowed you yet, huh?
No.
All right, well, Tommy, you're going to want to bring some of that beach up with you when you come up next weekend, because it's going to be warm up here, but it's... Where the event is taking place is there at the Anderson River Park, and it's right next to the river, so there's going to be a nice breeze blowing down there, and gosh, it is nice. A great little spot to have it, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be well attended. And
awesome.
Yeah, well,
I'm very excited.
Yeah. Hey, Tommy, I was curious. Gosh, you've been around a while. Why don't you tell us who some of your influences are? That helped you become the blues master that you are today.
Blues master, that's great.
Was that you or Patty laughing?
That was me.
Okay.
He was laughing inside, though, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, you let him know the next song we're going to hear is one that he wrote, so he better be a good boy.
Yeah. So, Patty and I grew up, listening to a lot of stuff, but I think the stuff that really resonated with us was southern rock music, the Allman Brothers, Marshall Tucker, Lynyrd Skynyrd, all of that. The guitar work, those are the people that sort of shaped us as far as our guitar playing goes, I think.
Right. I can actually hear some of that influence in your music too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's pretty hard to hide it,
Don't hide it. Don't hide it, brother.
Yeah. It's sort of our thing. And of course, the old school blues guys. I'm a huge B.B. King fan. Just love everything about that man and his music. And
some Muddy Waters in there somewhere too, huh?
Yeah. Muddy, for sure. Patty is a really big influence, Muddy Waters.
Yeah, Muddy Waters was a big influence on me. When I was 15, our older brother walked into the house with Muddy Waters album, Heart Again. James Cotton, Pine Top played on that. Johnny Winters was on that. Bob Margolin. It was just seminal, and it blew me away. And I was sharing it with my friends, and a good friend of ours, Marty Dodson. He's a great blues drummer, plays on the West Coast scene. I was visiting with him right before we did the record, and we were talking about that. I'm talking about how that record changed everything for both of us. And so I came back and I wrote I Stole the Blues based on that conversation that I had with Marty, and it kind of talks about those influences that we had, and we just took it from there.
That's a great story, Patty. Actually, I had Tide pulled up to play next, but I can't see why we shouldn't play I Stole the Blues, just so people can relate to that great story you just told. That's
That's cool. That's
hey,
cool.
You know, here's a great thought. You know how that Big Brother's record really set you on a path? maybe this CD is going to do the same for somebody that listens to it. That's a great thought.
That would be very cool.
Wouldn't it? Yeah, that's
I'd be honored. I couldn't think of anything better than that, honestly.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, passing on this kind of music to our younger generation, keeping it alive. And you guys are doing a great job. And we're just going to. This is only an hour program, and I hope you guys don't feel like I'm rushing you. But I want to get a couple more songs in for you. And like I say, I want to play some of the Lisa Mann. That's I think is going to open the show. And of course, Lydia Pence and Cold Blood. You guys, I know you probably grew up on Cold Blood too, and Power Tower.
Yeah, he's great. Fantastic. And I'll tell you what, I've been checking out Lisa Mann. You know, we're going to the Pacific Northwest next week for some shows after the festival, and she's from up there, and she's amazing. I'm serious. That girl, if you watch her perform, you are going to become a fan. She's insane.
Yeah. Right, great.
Really looking forward to that show.
That's a great testimony. Okay, I'm sure Lisa will like it. All right. Let's get right to this I Stole the Blues song that Patty Marsh has written, and it's the number 3 track off of their newly released Crooked Eye Tommy's Butterflies and Snakes. And maybe we'll talk about the name of that Butterflies and Snakes CD, how you came about that name when we come back, guys. We'll be right back. So here to our listening audience in the KKRN listening area, here's another one from Crooked Eye Tommy, and it's called I Stole the Blues. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine. We'll be back right after this.
Well, I try to be a good man, do what I think is right. I ran off with Muddy's little girl in the middle of the night. I stole the blues. I stole the blues, as a matter of fact. Well, you know I stole the blues, babe. It's time to give it back. Well, I'm feeling kind of dirty for the things that I have done. Steal from anyone. I stole the blues. I stole the blues, as a matter of fact. Well, you know I stole the blues. Now it's time to give it back. Now the devil is my friend. I stole the blues. Yeah, I stole the blues, as a matter of fact.
Wow, yeah, that Crooked Eye Tommy, and I Stole the Blues, and boy, I tell you what, I'm dusting off the speakers here in the studio, and there's people out in the parking lot dancing. That's awesome.
Right on.
Yeah, right. Hey, so let's get to this, how you come about calling this CD, Butterflies and Snakes, and by the way, I really enjoy the graphics you have on the front. It's a spaceman in a spacesuit with red high top Converse sneakers on, holding a holding a butterfly lady.
Yeah. So that covers a great story. We came up with the idea to use. Actually, Patty came up with the idea of using Butterflies and Snakes as the name of the record. It's a line from the song "Time Will Tell" on the record, and it talks about the duality of women. Women are made of butterflies and snakes. And but the whole song is about the duality of humans, right? The first verse is about men, the second verse about women, and then about the music business. So we came up with that idea, and so all we did, we got that name, but we didn't know what we wanted to do, and we ran across this artist that was local, and we gave him the name of the record, and we gave him a rough copy of the recording, and just let him come up with the artwork. And
so what we did, we gave him a bunch of the old cool albums that we used to listen to when we were kids. Remember, you know, in the 70s, you'd sit on the floor with your LPs and just stare at the album.
Oh, absolutely.
So, that was such a great experience, and we kind of wanted to get kind of, you know, cop that vibe. It's like, yeah, let's give them something to look at, you know, something cool to look at while they're listening. So, anyway, yeah. So.
Yeah, that does. I think you hit the mark on that. It is a very cool cover, and it's going to be it's going to be up here in our wall in the KKRN library, displaying your art, and we'll be playing more music of yours down the line here. I got about time for one more song with you guys, and. God, I just love that saxophone. That was awesome, Jimmy. Yeah, and you know, I would like to play Southern Heart because I know Jesse plays that steel guitar on it, and I just love that steel guitar, man. That's just awesome.
You know, we recorded that song. We really liked it, and Jesse Siebenberg is one of the owners of the studio that we were recording at, and the guy that was helping us record it said, "Hey, you know what? Let's see if he would record something on that." We weren't even sure we were going to use it, you know. And when he did it, oh my gosh, it was like it changed that song from, you know, just, yeah, it really.
Well, what Tommy says, we weren't sure we were going to use it. We weren't even planning on putting it on the record. We just wanted to record it because it was a good song. But we weren't sure we wanted, because it's such a country, such a departure, it's a country song. And it came out so good, it was like, oh, heck yeah, we got to put it on the record.
All right, cool.
We did.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go ahead and play that now, and then when it's over with, we'll come back on, and you can let people know how they can get a hold of your music and
great.
And say any parting words. So here we go with this next song. We're going to hear from Crooked Eye Tommy off their Butterflies and Snakes CD. It's called Southern Heart, written by Tommy Marsh, and Jesse on that steel guitar, and the rest of the band. Maybe we can give... props to all the rest of the crew that helped you make this CD when we come back.
Okay, good. Thanks.
And yeah, we will be, you're welcome. We will be back right after this song called Southern Heart from Crooked Eye Tommy.
It seems to me, I could have changed. Could have changed my hair and bought new clothes. I could have stayed when my heart told me to go. But I've always had I was a fool. names and guess what she was given. And Leonard Skinner on my mind. The best damn music I could find. Send me a simple kind of man. No sign. A Southern heart.
All right, A Southern Heart by Crooked Eye Tommy. Tommy and Patty, gosh, you know, I'm glad we picked that song because it really shows the versatility of your music. They're going from the blues of that Southern heart and being a boy that moved to California from Alabama. I like that one. Yeah. Are you guys there still? Hello, let me put you on the air. There you go, guys. I was just talking. I don't know if you could hear me. I was bragging about that Southern heart. I forgot to put you on air, though. Hey, why don't you guys let our listeners know how they can get a hold of your music?
Right on. So we got our website, crookedeyetommy.com, and there's links on there to our site. Also, we have a Facebook page, which is, of course, facebook.com/crookedeyetommy. And then you can get it on CD Baby. It's available pretty much anywhere that people buy music, digitally, digital download. If that's the kind of thing that you like, iTunes, Amazon.com, and Spotify, it's everywhere.
Right, Reverb Nation. And, yeah.
Yeah, Reverb Nation for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, good. All the major sites that you can get good music off of, and right on.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming on to Locomotion Show and really looking forward to meeting you guys and the rest of the bands there next Saturday at Anderson River Park. And I'm going to be giving away a CD Baby download card for this Crooked Eye Tommy Butterflies and Snakes CD here. And I want our listeners to stay tuned, and I'll be letting them know how they can do that. And
you should also know that download card is also a sticker. So,
oh, it is, huh? Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's about the cover of the record. That's a sticker, so.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't use it for a coaster.
Yeah.
All right, guys, thanks again for calling in, and I'll see you next week, huh? Next Saturday.
Thank you. We're going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah, we're looking forward to it, guys. We'll see you then.
All right, sir. Have a great day.
Okay, bye. You guys have fun at the beach.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, that's great. That was Crooked Eye Tommy, and what a couple of great guys they are, and great group. Once again, that is going to be next Saturday, the 25th, at the Anderson River Park. Lydia Pence and Cold Blood, Lisa Mann, Crooked Eye Tommy, Odessa, and a local group, the Blackwell Brothers. And the Blackwell Brothers, they're going to be playing at the French Gulch Hotel. Gosh, is that's tomorrow night, the historic, beautiful French Gulch Hotel, in French Gulch, of course, and they're going to start playing at 8 p.m. Here's a couple more things that are happening. Well, today at the California Brewing House, they're going to have Left Hook, tomorrow at the Shasta District Fair is going to be Cold Sweat, one of our other local groups, and so great. And so I've been teasing our listeners about getting this CD Baby Cricket Eye Tommy CD download card with a sticker on the front of it, as well as I have two tickets I want to give away to the Singin' the Blues Festival. It's put on by Jefferson State's Blues Society and Bridge Bay Resort. Thanks for the tickets. And to win one of these tickets, I only want one ticket. I'm going to give away one ticket per household. So we'll have two winners for this, and then a winner for the CD Baby download card. Three people will be getting a little treat from KKRN. And to be eligible for this, I want you to email me at shane@kkrn.org. That's shane@kkrn.org. And Monday morning, this coming Monday morning, I'll go through the people that have sent in their name, their address, and their phone number, and I will send you the tickets, and I will announce the winners next Friday, the 24th. The winners will know, of course, ahead of time. But, so between now and Monday, contact me at shane@kkrn.org. Tell me you want to go to the Singin' Blues Festival. Give me your name, address, and phone number. And I'll be contacting you Monday. And once again, I'll let our listeners know who the winners were on Friday, the 24th. And speaking of the 24th, going to have a local musician come in to Locomotion and entertain you, Grant Ditzler. And we're going to be talking about the KKRN 5th birthday party. We've been on the air for 5 years now, greatly due in part to your participation by your donations. We get a great deal of our money from our listeners, because we are listener-supported. We are a nonprofit, and we do have a few underwriters. But it's our listening audience that really keeps us on the air. If you haven't taken the opportunity to become part of our KKRN family, you can do so by going to kkrn.org and click on that donate tab, and it'll take you to a safe and secure site. You decide how much to give and when to give. And so once again, about this 5th birthday party, we're calling it Music on the Green, because it's going to be outside at Billy's Cafe here in Montgomery Creek. The address is 30356 Highway 299E in Montgomery Creek, Billy's Cafe. It's going to be open mic and local entertainment. Going to have music, food, spirits. It's going to take place from 5 to 9 p.m. If you would like to get some information about that, you can call 337-6142. That's 337-6142. And, of course, you can listen to the announcements when you're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM as you drive down the road or out in the backyard working or inside the house. Because you know what? We stream as well as broadcast over the air. Go to kkrn.org and click the Listen Now tab, and you can listen to KKRN anytime. And this program, as well as past Locomotion shows, is going to be archived, and you can get that by going to kkrn.org. And find the Locomotion page and just click on it, and it'll take you to this program and past programs. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We're going to get into some of the other blues folks that are coming up to Reading next Saturday to play at the Singin' the Blues Festival at Anderson River Park. Got Lydia Pence and Cold Blood up on the play machine here. And gosh, I saw Cold Blood back in the 70s, and that's they've got the power type music. We'll talk about them when we come back. And so let's just go ahead and give a listen to Lydia Pence and Cold Blood.
Walk through the fire to prove it to me.
All right. Oh, that was great. That was Lydia Pence and Cold Blood. And Lydia Pence, she joined the Cold Blood back in 68. And it was actually Janis Joplin that recommended her band to Billy Graham. Gosh, that was back in the heyday, wasn't it? Just the other day, it seems like, when all that good stuff was happening down there at the Fillmore. And gosh, they've been playing since the late 60s and the early 70s. I remember seeing Cold Blood here in Reading back in the 70s. Don't remember which year it was. The 70s are still kind of a blur. But, you know, Cold Blood, they've been around for a while. And along with Tower of Power, they formed their own specific band of the funk, soul, and R&B, which became known as the East Bay Grease sound. And it still holds up today. It's great music. It's timeless. And they're going to be down at the Anderson River Park next Saturday, singing a blues festival. You can get your discounted pre-sale tickets at, let's see, Harriet Music, the Music Connection, Meteor Music, and the Cascade Theater. And, of course, the tickets are available at the door for just a little bit more. Once again, it's going to be Lydia Pence and Cold Blood, Lisa Mann, Crooked Eye Tommy, Odessa, and our own local Blackwell Brothers. And next song we're going to hear is from Lisa Mann. And Lisa Mann, she's been awarded. She's just won her second BMA award and just getting ready to release a new CD that came out in May, actually. It's Hard Times, Bad Decisions. And this Lisa Mann, I've been listening to her all week, too, and gosh, she's just, well, you'll be hearing here in just a minute about Lisa Mann, and we're just going to listen to her music. She won the 2015 Blues Music Award for her skills on the bass guitar, and so this is Lisa you're going to be hearing playing the bass and singing, and well, gosh, let's just quit talking about it, and let's hear Lisa Mann on KKRN, Locomotion Machine.
Let me tell you about my man.
Oh,
Okay, that was Lisa Mann, and you can find out about her music at Lisa Mann, that's Mann with two N's, lisamannmusic.com, and Cold Blood, you can find out them at www.lydiapense.com. And once again, I have two tickets. You can have one by, maybe, you could be picked to have one, I should say, by writing me, Shane at KKRN. Email me, Shane at KKRN.org. And Monday, I'll get a hold of you. I want you to send me an email that says, you want to go to Singing the Blues. Send me your name, your address, and your phone number. Monday, the winner will be announced, or I will get a hold of the winners by Monday. And I'm going to announce your name on the air next Friday when Grant Ditzler is in the studio. And you know what? We got more time for. Let's hear another one from Lydia Pence and Cold Blood. And then maybe we'll have enough time for one more Crooked Eye Tommy or Lisa Mann. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, probably Crooked Eye Tommy. We'll play another one of theirs because they were kind enough to call in and donate this CD Baby download for their new Butterflies and Snakes CD. Okay, here they are. One more round for Lydia Pence and Cold Blood.
It's been a long time coming. It's gonna be a long time gone, and it appears to be a long time before the dawn. You got to turn any corner, and you can hear what the people say. What they say? Something's going around here. Something's going around here now. Something. Now, that surely won't stand the light of day. And it appears to be a long time. But you know,
in the darkest hour. But always, just before the dawn.
Okay, last time I'm going to tell you, you can get a ticket to the Singin' Blues Festival by writing me, emailing me, shane@kkrn.org. That's shane@kkrn.org. Let you know Monday if you're the winner. Got to send me your name, address, and phone number. Tell me you want to go to Singin' the Blues. We're going to go out listening today with Crooked Eye Tommy. Somebody's Got to Pay. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion. I'll be back next week with Grant Ditzler live in the studio. Coming up after Locomotion is Geezer Rock. Okay, here he is. Crooked Eye Tommy. Somebody's Got to Pay. Thanks for tuning in to KKRN.
Somebody got to pay. Somebody got to pay. The way the world is today. Somebody got to pay. If you think your government gives a damn about your rent, and if you vote for left or right, somehow they'll care about your plight. You see, money's their only game. Lord, it's a shame, but somebody got to pay. Somebody got to pay. Somebody got to pay. The way the world is today. Somebody got to pay. Just what you sow. And then they plant a field of green. They plant a darker seed. And when the heart harvest time comes, Lord, there'll all be bums, 'cause somebody got to pay. Somebody got to pay. Somebody got to pay. The way the world is today, somebody got to pay. Somebody got to pay.
That's right.
Somebody got to pay.
Programming on KKRN is made possible by listeners like you and in part by anewscafe.com, where North State news, color, and commentary can be found online. The online news source brings regional